lost in the alone. This voluntary, solitary confinement makes one forget things. It forces the necessity of an everyday checklist to accomplish the most simple tasks, to rise from bed, to get dressed, to eat healthy, to brush the hair, to brush the teeth, to look human, to act human, to pretend normalcy, to interact with brethren via digital form, as if it will make a difference as the world spins a mad merry-go-round out of control, throwing us off one by one until it wobbles wholly off its axis into the oblivion labeled apocalypse. This voluntary, solitary confinement makes one forget things, while it jogs the memory for the things lost. In smiling faces, in a meal with friends, in a gathering of like minds congregated, in art, in music, in words, in graphic representation, in shared voices that we had never feared would spew disease and death upon each other to rack up a body count day by day until it staggers the mind to cracking into broken, scattered pieces. This voluntary, solitary confinement makes one forget things.